Here comes the next Tea Party. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, it's back to work on health care at the White House. Democrats only, no Republicans allowed. But at Tea Party Central, they are determined to stop this creeping socialism. And so, on January 20th, the end of Obama year one, the Tea Parties will announce which corporations are funding the leftist agenda and go on a national strike. The Tea Partiers will boycott the corporations that support MSNBC, Senate Leader Harry Reid, and their political enemy number one.
They'll be crying out for a public option one of these days.
Yes, the Tea Parties plan to defund the left once and for all. And they already have more than 4,000 Facebook friends ready to march. All of which ought to be great news for the Republicans, except the Tea Partiers turn out to be cheapskates. They're against the corporations controlling politics, but the Tea Partiers don't give money either. And that's the problem. If you don't like the idea of a rich guy paying $2,000 to eat scrambled eggs with a politician, then it means you need 20 not-so-rich guys to pay $100. Otherwise, you need enough volunteers to meet one-on-one with, I would say, about 100,000 voters in each House district and convince them to vote for your guy, even though every other candidate is putting out expensive TV ads portraying your guy as an unholy incubus from Mordor who can turn children to stone. Unless you do that, you'll boycott one group of corporate donors only to find that many others are eager to take their place. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.